Trevor made a pretty big splash, but his friends made bigger ones.
Beautiful! James, finish this.
The friend had lots of fun.
Teacher Janelle Andreka leads a small six-person reading group at Thunder Mountain Middle School. She calls on students Astrid King and James Lemons one at a time to read short sentences off a large projector screen. James and Astrid stuck around after class to talk with KTOO about going to summer school. They had differing opinions.
I hate summer school.
You hate summer school?
Except science.
Okay.
I really like summer school, actually. Because here, if I finish a level, I get a prize.
Astrid says she got small, squishy, or stuffed toys as prizes. The two students are rising fourth graders at different elementary schools, but they both went to summer school to work on their reading skills. For 3 weeks in July and August, they spent their mornings rotating between reading classes with a science class to break up the day. Andreka is normally a special education teacher at Sit Itishinach Glacier Valley Elementary School, but she taught summer school this past summer. She says working with students in small groups has been really helpful.
It's been really nice to really have the small group and being able to hone in and work individually if needed. I give lots of praise to individual kids and I can really listen to them reading versus like the big large classrooms. It's hard to get individual with the kids.
While she tries to keep things fun, Andreka says the focus is still on improving their reading skills.
They are here because they are struggling readers, so they need to really hone in on their reading skills to help prepare them for fourth grade.
Summer school is a part of the Alaska Reads Act, a state law passed in 2022 that aims to get every student reading at grade level by the end of third grade. Students can move on to fourth grade if they meet reading requirements or by getting a waiver that requires summer school or tutoring in order to move up. The most recent state data from the 2023 to 2024 school year showed more than 30% of Juneau School District third graders were well below the reading benchmark by the end of the year. That's slightly lower than the statewide rate. But things started looking better this year. Kristen Garreau is the Juneau School District's Director of Teaching and Learning Support. She says fewer students needed a waiver to move on to fourth grade this year, down from more than 30% to about 25%. Garreau attributes a lot of that to teachers using the new reading curriculum more effectively with the district's youngest students.
We are seeing stronger results, especially from our younger students now who are then going to move up. So I'm not surprised to see a decrease in the number of students who are well below, and I hope to continue to see that decrease over time.
Data from the Alaska Department of Education and Early Development for the 2024 to 2025 school year shows more students statewide are reaching reading proficiency by the end of the school year. Some parents and guardians appreciate the opportunity for their children to work on reading during the summer. James's grandma and guardian, Michelle Brainerd, says he still struggles with reading, but she's hopeful he'll show more of an interest in it soon.
We're always trying to find that one book, you know, that kind of piques his interest, because I keep telling him, when you find that right book, I said, then you're going to love or enjoy reading.
On top of summer school, Brainerd purchased the same reading software the district uses. While James struggles with reading, his grandma says he loves math, so she uses math software to incentivize him to practice reading.
We have set it up to where before he can do the math part, since he loves it so much, that he must do at least 30 minutes of the reading before he starts doing the part he really enjoys and will spend hours doing.
Senator Lukey Tobin, an Anchorage Democrat, worked on the Reads Act as a legislative aide in 2022. She says the policy has been a great first step in improving outcomes for students, but she hopes the state will work harder to get feedback from educators and stakeholders to improve its implementation. She also says education funding is a big component to ensure schools can effectively teach students.
Without adequate funding for our public schools, it's difficult to support quality implementation of policy when you have 20, 30 kids in a classroom and a teacher who is trying to serve the 10 to 15% of her kiddos who are struggling to learn to read.
Students around the state are headed back to school this week. In Juneau, the school year starts Friday. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jamie Deep.